This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
A big welcome home for three newly freed Americans now back in the U.S. after that historic prisoner exchange with Russia. They landed at Joint Base Andrews just outside Washington shortly before midnight. President Biden and Vice President Harris were there to greet them, the president saying,
"It feels wonderful. Long time to come."
The AP's Jennifer King.
Three Americans freed by Russia landed in the U.S. late Thursday night. President Biden and Vice President Harris welcomed home journalists Evan Gerskovich and Alsu Kurmesheva, plus fellow American Paul Whelan. They were released in a 24-person deal that required significant concessions from European allies.
The AP's Norman Hall has more on all of this.
Moscow released journalists Evan Gerskovich and Alsu Kurmesheva and fellow American Paul Whelan, along with dissidents including Vladimir Karamurza, in a multinational deal that set 24 people free. Speaking to reporters in Houston, where she was about to board a flight to Washington, Vice President Kamala Harris commented on the exchange.
"It gives me great comfort to know that their horrible ordeal is finally over."
Harris says the administration will continue to work to free Americans held in other countries. I'm Norman Hall.
The National Weather Service is warning of dangerous heat across much of the country, in the southeast and in the Pacific Northwest to the northern Rockies. The U.S. is recognizing opposition candidate Edmundo Gonzalez as the winner of Venezuela's recent presidential election. Venezuela's electoral authority has declared President Maduro the winner. Hezbollah's leader is warning that its conflict with Israel is now in a new phase. He said that after the killing of a top Hezbollah commander in Beirut and Hamas's political chief in Tehran. At the Olympics, Simone Biles now has 9 medals, 6 of them gold. The U.S. gymnastics star. This is AP News. There's news about thousands of workers losing their jobs. Chipmaker Intel is cutting its workforce. The AP's Lisa Dwyer has this.
Intel is expected to cut about 15,000 jobs as it tries to turn its business around to compete with more successful rivals like NVIDIA and AMD. The job cuts come on the heels of a disappointing quarter and forecast for the iconic chip maker founded in 1968 at the start of the PC revolution. Next week, Intel will announce an enhanced retirement offering for eligible employees and offer an application program for voluntary departures. The company is aiming to save $10 billion in 2025 with a focus on driving down costs. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Former President Carter will be honored next month in Atlanta, just ahead of his 100th birthday, a musical gala. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.